The original Constitution is an imperfect document that reflects some deep flaws in American culture.
The U.S. President Barack Obama has signed the defense bill despite serious reservations by critics over the handling of terror suspects.
Now the Obama administration has announced its support to renew three provisions of the U.S. Patriot Act.
The Homeland Security Act of 2002 takes the next critical steps in defending our country.
The national security question. Yes, if it wasn't for government providing all of these wonderful protection services, what could we ever possibly do to protect ourselves? And the answer is really simple, actually. But you have to first understand what war really is. And we've been fooled, again, just the assumption of all the propaganda we've been subject to tells us that countries attack other countries. It was the war between this country and this country. Bullshit. Governments use war and violence to expand their protection rackets. Simple as that. Why is Afghanistan the graveyard of empires? They are a country that essentially refuses to be governed. Now, there's one other great thing about where we are in human history right now that renders that argument pretty silly. The way that people are connected now makes the kind of wars that we used to have impossible. And I say this as a veteran of the global war on terror who tortured people in Fallujah, that yes, the scope of the global war on terror is horrific. And as a veteran activist of Iraq Veterans Against the War, it was really sad that we couldn't change the policy during the war, and that the anti-war movement was revealed to be an anti-Bush movement when Obama started getting traction. And then when, hey, remember, he's killed more children with drone strikes than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming. You think I'm joking?
And it was sad to see that we changed policy less than nothing. We had Obama trying to keep troops in Iraq longer than the Bush administration had negotiated. But people will learn from their mistakes, even if they can't admit while they're making them that they're making them. And when Obama wanted to get boots on the ground in Syria, it was soldiers holding up those silly placards on social media that said, you know, I didn't enlist to fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria. As the book explains, governments will always get away with as much war as they can. And it's not about the war or the destruction as much as it is about the control and the exploitation and the flow of money around war. Now, a lot of people go, but Adam, what about the Chinese? Well, gee, have you noticed how they're kind of, with the American government and financial system's help, already taking over? In a world where I have a device in my pocket with the computing power that used to take a building to house connected to everyone else on the planet who has one of these, what happens when they try to get a war with Iran? And I can Skype anybody in that country. You simply cannot dress up millions of gullible young men in silly costumes and have them meet in the middle of the field where none of them live and kill each other because they're wearing different colors. But on a more fundamental principle level, if you understand that governments use violence to expand their protection rackets, what's the best defense against invasion? Refusing to be governed. Why do we say that being invaded by another country or another government is bad? Because they're gonna govern you! Like your government is doing now! This is why the principled founders of this country were against the concept of a standing army. What does a standing army signal to your neighboring invader, would-be invader? Oh, these people like paying taxes, don't they? Yeah, we're gonna take over there.
This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
The people that are ready to hear this don't want to hear it from someone who hasn't figured out how it improves their life. And some people can say, just on a matter of security, I'm safer because of this knowledge. Well, guess what? If you feel safer, You should have a little room to feel happier as well. And be able to share that with someone. Because I guarantee if you go to someone with the perspective of, I'm right, you're wrong, zero-sum game, let's argue, let's debate, you're going to be like Sisyphus rolling the rock up the hill over and over and over again winning votes, petitions. But the message shouldn't be hard to share. We shouldn't be arguing with people. A part of the human condition, a part of our existence that we seem to take for granted, that we just don't, we can't remind ourselves enough to stay conscious of the fact that we choose our demeanor at all times. Our state of mind, our attitude is a choice. Every bad day is self-imposed. Why would you ever choose to be anything less than perfectly happy? And sure, we can have the whole range of healthy emotional reactions, but what we do with them is always our choice. And the sad thing is how we give that up. You know, we talk a lot about the state coercion, right? The fact that everything they do is backed up with violence. What's the main way they really control us? With words. 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 We change the words. Government goes away. Like, that's all. It's words. It's mind control. And it happens from a very early age. From parents, from school, from any authority figure, from society itself. We are taught violent communication. Not just to each other, to manipulate each other by emotions, but to deny our own will. And in a sense, we're very comfortable with the outside of this, saying like, hey, I want you to be free. My world is better if you can prosper, if your will as an individual consciousness is respected. And then what do we do to ourselves? We talk down to ourselves. We live in fear and insecurity. And we allow even just a hint of that that's imposed to us from the outside to affect our behavior, to be intimidated. Or I'm not even going to comply. And I think nonviolent resistance, even on that large scale, as Gandhi demonstrated, is far more effective. But what's real defense? Refusing to be governed by anyone.
My name is Adam Kokesh. I plan to run for President of the United States in 2020 to peacefully dissolve the entire federal government in 4 years or less. We are working quietly behind the scenes to make this successful and plan to formally launch in September of 2017. The most important thing you can do to help now is wake up as many people as you can to the nature of government. Give people hope that we can move past the violent statist paradigm with localization. One of the most efficient ways to do this is with our book, Freedom. You can get it for free in every digital format, including audiobook, on our website, where you can also order paper copies, read our blog, sign up for our email list, and find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and our YouTube channel, thefreedomline.com.